Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. So, my friends, have you ever heard someone tell you, I don't know if I can get involved in this real estate investing stuff. I don't know if there's enough deals to go around. I just don't know if it's still available, if, we can get to it. A couple today here, I'd like them to talk to you about the fact that the availability is unbelievable. In fact, let me read off their successes of this couple. Start with the fact they have 4,800 units, currently in 27 deals, 15 apartment complexes in Dallas, 9 apartments in complexes in Houston, 10 apartment complexes in Central Texas, and 1 apartment complex in Indiana. This is a phenomenal result, and what we'd like to talk about today is how quickly they accomplish this. With me today for Tell Dell Tuesday is Peggy and Leo Morgan. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you, Dale. We appreciate you inviting us on our call, and thank you very much. We're honored to be here.
Well, you guys shot out of the blocks. You came to Lifestyles, come to know about Lifestyles in 2014. You moved up very quickly and got right to it. Let's talk first. Give the audience some indication, idea about yourself and Leo. Who were you and what were you doing when you decided to look into us?
Okay. Well, a little bit about us. Leo has a sales background, and I came from a sales and banking and management background. And I early retired from a big bank, and then we started trading stock options. So what we do, we buy the stock, and then we sell puts and calls. Well, then the recession hit, and our equity was going down. It was sliding down. And we weren't able to make money, make income off selling the puts and the calls. And so we knew we needed to get out, and we were thinking we were going to have to go back to work, in our high 50s years of age. And we just didn't want to go there. The house wasn't happy. We were both kind of down. But Leo had been listening to you, Dale, for many years on the radio. And he said, you know what, let's go over and see what they have to say and what they have to offer. Because what we were looking for is something where we would keep building our equity, but we could also make income on it. And Leo and I had some experience in real estate, not a whole lot, but enough to understand, that concept. And so we went to the two-day, and, oh, man, we were fire hosed with great information, a lot about how to invest in single family and multifamily. And Leo was extremely excited. I was excited, but I just wanted to make sure this was real. I just had to prove it to myself. And it was during the holidays, the Christmas holidays. And I mean, he was ready to go. He's like, let's sign this document. You need to do this now. And he was pressuring me a lot. And I don't blame him because he was really excited. And he got it. He could tell that what was being said was real and was correct. And so I thought, okay, David, during the two-day, he'd mentioned some names of members that had won the National Apartment Association Independent Rental Owners Association Award, a national award, which Lifestyles Members has won that since 07. And Dale, congratulations for you for being the first winner of that award. And what
Thank
an
you.
Example and encouragement for the members to follow your foot tracks on that. Well, okay, so I saw the names on Lifestyles website that David had talked about in the two-day training, but I still wasn't convinced because I thought, this is Lifestyles website. This is who I'm checking out. So I decided to go on the National Apartment Association website and check and see the members' names that had won these awards. And they were there. And I thought, wow. So I went back to Leo, and he was just jumping for joy. Oh, my gosh, we're gonna join. We're both into it. And so that's when we made the decision to sign up and join Lifestyles.
So when you came in, and you took the 2-day, what was the most interesting thing, or I think a better way to put it, well, I like to ask people, what was the light bulb moment for you that said, boom, that's it, that's what makes sense, that's what we've been missing?
Okay, so with me, of course, it was proving, you know, about the National Apartment Association, you know, going on their website, but I know Leo's got something to say about that.
There you go. Hi, Dale. Yes, we'll, I tell you what the light bulb that went on in my head is, all the information David was spitting out at us for the multifamily really resonated with me. I'd seen some of that in some different classes I had taken, and my father and uncle had, they'd invested in a few warehouses in the past and talked about some of this stuff. But anyways, what caught my mind was with being, in thinking about being a single family investor, being a lead investor, being a passive. Boy, the passive caught my attention immediately. The thing is that in lifestyles, at the time we joined back in the beginning of 2015, there was probably 60 lead investors, and a lead investor is somebody that outside world calls a sponsor, a syndicator, or it's almost like a general partner. And what in being a passive, I told Pay, I said, you know what? The situation is where we need to go meet these people and initiate the relationship. And so we did that and met all the different leads and got on everybody's list. And so what we did is I just thought, this is great, because then we can shop these deals in Dallas, Houston, Central Texas, and compare, you know, had a pretty good idea what we needed to do, and also just following what the mentors were telling us to do. And I thought, man, this is going to be like, oh, this is like shooting ducks in a barrel. I was so excited, I could hardly sit still. So Peggy was just, she just said, just slow down. And we were driving, we were making triangles in the state, just one after the next, and driving around. And the first year we actually got into 10 deals. But boy, were we ever on the internet analyzing a lot of stuff. And I remember the first one we did, we got in, and we were trying to compare rents and neighborhoods and who's close by and whatever. And so what we did is I said, well, I don't know if I trust the internet. We got in the car and we went down there and played like we were renters to some of the apartments that were around the neighborhood. And it proved to be true. And we got in our first deal there. And ever since then, it's just been, you know, we've been just on cloud nine. So anyways, that was our aha moment. Sorry about going on with that.
No problem. I've never seen, but no, actually, think about it. Back when we first started, it was a very small group of people. And yeah, people would go out there and do due diligence on the deals. It's interesting to see that you would do that. But most people don't go that far as to go shop their own properties that they're looking at buying into passively. So that just caught my funny bone a little bit. So you jumped on 10 deals in 2015 right away. Just got in, boom, got started, did it. It says here your first distribution check didn't come till 2016, being that were these all value plays that you jumped into?
No, actually, we got into some value plays, and really it was quite a mixed bag between mostly it was value and hybrid, and then, maybe one or two yield plays. But we seemed like we had more luck down in Houston looking for opportunity at the time. But the first deal we did, we had after getting acquainted with the PPMs and going through and reading and asking all the questions and getting over that, we had actually met our first investor at the expo, and it turned out that Peggy and this lady had something in common. The lady sold the software and Peggy sold the hardware. So that we really got to know this gal, and she was quite a detailed lady. So we got into this deal and meeting her in February, where we closed the deal in May. And we went, she had to fix the place up and everything. And it
all
turned
right, Leo,
out
we got to take a break. Leo, I got to cut you off. We'll be right back with the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
When you look at the effects of what happened in 2008 and you compare it to what we are hopefully coming out of right now, real estate has definitely shown its resiliency. It has provided for people not only a place to live, but a place to work, a place to raise their children, a place to teach their children, a place to prepare all of their meals.
And that's really where the rubber meets the road, is that there are two things that people have to have, and they strive very hard to have them, and that's a roof over their head and food on the table. And if you are investing in something related to either of those two things, you are going to have a winning strategy. And in addition to that, you're providing something of value to the people around you. And creating a win-win situation while creating wealth and passive income for yourself is the best life you can get.
Real estate is resilient. You should have real estate in your portfolio. Join us for the next live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today on Tell Del Tuesday is Peggy and Leo Morgan out of Dallas. They currently have 4,800 units out of 27 apartment complex deals, and they've been doing this since 2015. Now, Leo, we were ran into the last end of the segment there, but we want to get back to the point was you started receiving checks. What was the feeling like when you started receiving these checks in the mail, and how quickly after the first check came did the rest of the 10 start blending in there with it?
Okay, Dale, this is Peggy here. We're having some technical difficulties dialing in, but it was a great feeling. It was like this program is real. Lifestyles is training its members to be lead investors, and they are able to produce income for the passive. So that definitely was a milestone moment for us. It was a great feeling.
And did you continue to buy after 2015? I assume you did, huh?
We did. Eventually, we got tapped, and we didn't have any more to invest. And that's a good feeling because you know all your money is being invested. It's a bad feeling because you have to sit on your hands and not reach up and sign another document to get into another deal.
Always wanting more. So explain to people how you progress then, because I know you keep going even after you got tapped out. You continued to buy and became a super passive, as we call them. What are the tricks to getting more money once you get tapped out?
Okay, so what we did, we kept refining on deals. And when we refied, sometimes we got 100% back. Sometimes we got more than 100% back. Sometimes somewhat less than 100% back, which meant we were still in the deal. We were still making money on that particular deal that we did the refi on, but it freed up funds to go into our next deal. And in totality, we've done 35 deals, but because there's been some sales recently, you know, we're down to 27 deals. But again, now we've got some money to reinvest again. So it's just like a snowball exponential effect, and it just keeps growing and growing. And so as it grows, then there's more opportunity to make more income and then refi on more deals. And we love refis. Another reason why we love them is that they're a non-taxable event. So we love that.
Do you become sad when somebody sells one?
Not really. We're fine with it because we know that we're going to have more money to reinvest into another deal. And really, it's a great situation to be in. And we do love the podium because that opens access to leads all around the country. I think we're maybe tied in with hooking up with leads that we went to the lead, we asked to be on their list. Are we connected with them on the software that you guys have on the podium? We just clicked a button and connected with them. And so there's always deals going on. In fact, we've gotten into 7 deals this year. So we're thrilled. And we've got many more to go as they become available and we're, you know, and the lead wants us in their deal. So we're pretty excited about it.
Do you remember back in the first expo you ever went to?
I do.
Can you
and
remember?
And you know what? That was a milestone. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead. That was a milestone event because that's where we met our first lead. And I think Leo touched upon that at the beginning of the call, that she and I, you know, had both been in the computer business and we had lots to talk about. And it was funny because our motivation was, here's a lady leaving George Brown Convention Center late at night, walking out to her car alone. We didn't even know she was in Lifestyles, much less the lead. And so we walked her to our car and we started talking. And she was real concerned, wanting to get the accounting right and get with her CPA and make sure she was doing just perfectly right for her passives. And we thought, oh my gosh, this lady's a lead. And she's really, really caring about getting things right for the group, for her partners. And so that was in February 2015. We got into her deal in March of 2015. And then the deal closed in May of 2015. So we'll always remember that expo as the first lead that we hooked in with and got into their deal.
I'm going to take you back there before you met her, okay, because that was a good opportunity. But let's talk about going there and seeing thousands of people all doing the same thing and hundreds of leads out there offering up opportunities. Did that not help solidify your belief that this was real?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we met people. In those days, y'all were just open in Texas. The offices were just in Texas. And we just met people from all over Texas. Now we meet them from all over the nation when we go to the expo. But it's just, well, and another thing is, Dale, you're real. I mean, you're there at the expo, you're hands-on. You talk about your story. You shake hands. You meet people. You give the state of economy address. And it's not like one of my fear factors for joining was that these firms that meet with you in hotels and they sign you up and you pay, you know, your money and they promise all this training and you never see them again. But this was brick and mortar. It was the real deal. So, yes, we loved it. Plus all the education. I mean, you can pick
plus,
and choose.
Plus we got to talk to you. Yeah.
Oh, Leo, are you back?
I'm all the way back, yeah. They let me in, and we got to talk to you, and that was for real. That was great, you know. So
well, you know, Leo, my wife has said repeatedly she thinks that I should just get a giant cardboard cut out of me and stick it at the expo so people can stand next to it and take pictures, and then I don't have to talk and shake hands with everybody.
Bill, that sounds like the easy way out.
Yeah, man, you get all the girls up there standing up there next saying, hey, here's my boyfriend. Here's a picture of you. And you'd be like the guy's Elvira poster. But
I'll tell you what, though. This last expo, I thought to myself, you know, you kind of wonder about this stuff. And I'm thinking, okay, I shook over 500 people's hands, right? Going, if I don't come down with COVID after this, then I don't think I even believe there is such a thing as COVID. You know, I don't mean to be callous, but it just, you know, I was like thinking, this is going to be it. You're going to die. This is going to be the year. And I predicted my whole life I'd die at age 65, and I'm going to be 65 this month. And I thought, you know, that's it. That's how you're going. You're going down at the expo, shaking hands, kissing babies, you know, it's going to happen.
Hey, that's what happens when you eat all that good food and exercise, you know.
Uh-huh.
I know you're not a weightlifter anymore and competition, but you're in still good shape. So.
Yeah, you have to go some way, right? Everybody's got to go some way. So we continue to grow this snowball. It continues to put off income. And then voila, one day you're sitting around analyzing your monthly income. And what happens?
What we did is we ended up going in and started analyzing all our income and our deals. And we came, it was like in...
tell you what, do me a favor. Hold that. Okay. I don't want to tell everybody until so we don't have to take you off the air and cut into it. Hold that thought when we get right back. And Peggy and Leo will tell us what happened that changed their life. We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show. I don't know which one bums you out more, the little wheel, you get in the little wheel and run, or the cubicle. Go to your prison cubicle. Think about being in prison every day. What do? You get up every day and stand in your cubicle. Maybe sit in your cubicle. What do you do when you go to work every day? Go to the cubicle.
cubicle. Whew. I couldn't put up with it when I was there. I had to get out.
Ready to get out too? Learn how at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. Here with me on Tell Del Tuesday is Peggy and Leo Morgan out of Dallas, Texas, currently with 27 apartment complex deals after selling off 8 of them, 4,800 units if you're just tuning in. And as we were going to go to break, they were going to talk about a very interesting point in their life that occurred as they were going through and analyzing their monthly cash flow. One month, they came to a realization, and I didn't mean to cut you off, but that happens in radio. So let's go ahead and share that with people now that you have time to fully explain the feeling.
All right. Well, we were going through and analyzing our income and expenses, and what we came to the conclusion was this is like in about 2.5 to 3 years later after we started, we ended up having it where we had our income from distributions from our income exceeded our expenses. And we, you know, it was a great feeling to know that you got more money coming in than you do going out. And it was just, and the future looked bright from there. And I just was just, it was just a, it's just a, it's a feeling of freedom. And, you feel like you arrived at least when you got there. And, it's that lifestyle, you know, that we finally got.
So Peggy, you had been retired, and Leo, had you already been retired also when you found out you were now positive, cash flow positive?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so we've come to this point. Now, I want to make this clear because someone might be listening, might not be able to make this distinction, and I don't know it either until we hear from you, but was that cash flow positive on just your distribution checks? That's not counting the money you're refinancing or selling and getting and plowing back into the deals. Am I right or wrong on this?
Well, I'd say it's a combination of both that added up, and that made us financially independent.
Okay.
But distribution checks. No, that's right.
Well, okay, but the refis came in. However, if we needed the money off the refis, we used that for living expenses, but we really, really, for the most part, have just redeployed that into another deal. And that's how we've built our net worth and how we've gotten into more deals.
Are you at the point now where just the distributions cover your cost of living?
Yes. At this point, I'd say we are.
Okay. And that's the ultimate position. That's it. That's total retirement right there when you've got that happening. So let's talk about when you were purchasing deals. Got a lot of theories about being a passive investor. My first question is, what was your theory on diversification?
Well, you go ahead, Peggy. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Well, we like to diversify location-wise. We like to diversify by, at this point, putting in, you know, a fair amount of money into the deal, but not a big amount into deals. And what I mean by that, when we first got in, we were just putting in large chunks in every deal we got into, but now we've tapered that down. So that allows us to get into more deals. And another milestone this year is this year was our first investment out of the state of Texas. So we're real thrilled about that. And so we're going to keep investing nationally now. But also, as deals come up in Texas, we're definitely still interested in those too.
Yeah, now that's an interesting twist, isn't it? That you can go out there and diversify into other states, allowing you to realize that, hey, you know, there could be a tornado in Texas that hurt you. You know, if it blew out all the apartments in Houston or Dallas, you've got the situation where the oil industry could be closed down by the Democrats. That could hurt you in Houston. Et cetera, et cetera. So by being diversified amongst different states, those major industries generally don't cross all borders like that. So I think that's an interesting point of view. You have plans to do more national investments?
We do. So, yeah, we're looking all over, you know, wherever it makes sense for what we're looking for, then you know, we'll invest whatever state it is, and including Texas.
Now, did you diversify at all, or what was your thought about whether you wanted to do yield plays or value plays?
Well, when we got in, we were really focused on yield plays because we were looking for income. But it's kind of interesting because the first deal we got into with the lead that we met at the expo, it turned out to be a value play. So it wasn't even a yield play. But it seemed like it kind of took care of itself because I think invariably, you know, the leads will talk about something being a value play or a yield play, but you just don't know till you get in there and you really learn that property and you see what's going on. And it turned out that most of them were hybrids, so we were getting income, but then at the end we also got an equity gain. So at this point, since we've got plenty of income, we don't really care whether it's a value play or a yield play, just if we like the deal and we feel like the numbers work and we're going to either make money now or ultimately make it in the future.
All right, let's talk next about the decision to invest with and or diversify your investments between beginner leads and experienced ones. And I want to set just for the listening audience what the difference would be. In our group, a beginner has to take a smaller amount of compensation to be the syndicator or the lead investor, as we call them. And that is allowed to go up in each deal until you hit the peak of after the third deal, in which case there is a limit, a maximum. So there's a lot of theory behind the fact that beginners tend to take less out of the deal and they're more excited about getting the deal done because it's their first one and they're more afraid of doing it wrong, so they spend more time with their consultant. But then there's always the pros are the pros and they've done it over and over again and they know what they're doing. So how did you see that argument back and forth as to whether or not you should worry about if they're a beginner or intermediate or advanced? Or did that even matter to you?
Yeah, well, no, it definitely made a difference to us. And we discussed that. And you know, we both evaluate people's personalities. Peggy's much better at it than I am. But we look at them and we're not set. We get in with people who are at least have done the second time. Because you still have a low override, but also they've proven themselves. But, and also, though, there are some leads that when we get to know them and meet them, like we have one in particular I met, and this guy had been in real estate for 35 years, and he'd done brokerage, but he knew nothing about owning a property. And I remember I was with this guy, and he didn't talk a whole lot, but he had a real nice wife, and we were out on a road trip. And I asked his wife, I said, let me ask you a question about your husband. I said, how can you describe your husband? And she said, he is very thorough. And so, anyways, as we got to meet this guy further and saw his accolades and all his great accomplishments in life, we took a chance and got in with him, and he did absolutely outstanding. And but a lot of times we do go with the second timers, and it just depends, really. We do interview people and try to get to know them, and Peggy's a lot better at it a lot of times than, you know, you got to look at their communication skills, what have they done in the past, you know, that makes them into a superstar or not a superstar. And anyways, it just varies. That's such a subjective subject. So in doubt, we just stay away from it.
All right, let's talk about, and we've only got a minute to go on this one, let's talk about diversifying between small deals and large deals and medium deals. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, I'll tell you what, no, at this point, we don't like them definitely too big, that's for sure. And from 200 or 300 down, depending upon the lead, we like those. They really turned out to be really good. But also, nowadays, we're looking at anything and having more opportunities, finding more of these mom and pops that are leaving everything open that are smaller, like 50 units and under. And if we feel the lead can do it, then we will invest in the deal. And it varies also there. But we don't like anything 400 and up. It just gets to be like cities and stuff. And and it's just it takes a while to get the properties rehabbed. So we just like to keep it in the mediocre 200 under range, somewhere in that area.
Gotcha. All right, we're going to take a short break now. When we come back with Peggy and Leo, we're going to discuss the social ramifications of being in this program and retirement. We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Walmsley on the economy and politics.
What happens if the economy turns around and goes back down now the Democrats are in power, or inflation becomes rampant and all of a sudden it becomes very difficult to do business? I was listening to an economist the other day and he pulled out this chart of GDP. He said, look, here's what I want you to do. He said, tell me anywhere from 1950 to 2021 where the Democrats took power and where the Republicans took power. He said, point it out for me. And the truth of the matter is you can't tell.
If you're sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what the politicians are going to do, or waiting to see what the economy is going to do, if you're trying to predict the future, stop. Politicians and the economy have no bearing on your success or failure. Only you do. Register for the next live online free workshop. We'll unfold the map to retirement in 5 years or less, regardless of what's going on in the world. It's the same proven strategies we've been using for 30 years through every political party and economic cycle you can think of. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today on Tell Del Tuesday is Peggy and Leo Morgan out of the Dallas market. Peggy and Leo currently have 4,800 units under their belt. That's 27 different apartment complexes. They've been doing it since 2015. Well, they were retired before they started investing, but they totally replaced their cost of living by 2018 and have been growing their nest egg ever since. Guys, the next section here, I'd like to cover a couple of personal aspects about this change of dropping into Lifestyles, because becoming a member of Lifestyles may or may not be a social event, but for many people it becomes a social event, because the people that you hang out with are probably the only ones that do the same thing you do. So let's start first with when you first decided you were going to do this, did anybody give you any grief about doing this?
Oh yeah, it was fraud, and we were going to go broke, and the way I felt about it, how do these people know this? Have they checked it out? Have they gone to your class? Have they invested in some deals that were trained by Lifestyles, some members trained by Lifestyles? So we just didn't worry about it and went forward. And we also know sometimes the person that goes out, steps out, has faith, gets training, does well, and most of the people don't ever do that. So we decided we were going to be in the crowd that was working on building our net worth and having peace in retirement and going forward with it, with an ethical company that trains us and mentors us on how to do this, how to do this type of investing.
Now that you've been members for a while, have other people been interested in what you did?
Well, matter of fact, yes. Leo's cousin just joined, and they're going great guns. I think they're in five or six deals. They joined December of 2020. They're excited. They went to the expo. They've met a lot of the members and are starting to go out and have fun with members that are close to where they live. And then a guy that I went to high school with, they just joined. And he just joined a couple of months ago, and so he's working on getting into his first deal. So people are listening. And then we have a neighbor that we walk with them some at night, and they've been asking us a lot of questions lately. So, yeah, people are starting to listen.
Now, Leo, you came out of sales, right?
Yes.
What type of sales was it, and where did you work at?
Well, I worked at a wine wholesale distribution company, and it was really, I guess you'd call it more route type of sales. But, I mean, we had, 22,000 different wines, that we sold to liquor chains, to grocery stores, and that sort of thing.
Have you ever looked back to those guys and seen where they're at now?
Yes, and I've run into a few of them, and they said, Leo, don't ever come back here. They've cut our pay, and it's turned into like the mafia around here. And so, anyways, I said, oh, that's the reason why I'm glad I got out of that thing, and that was a good thing. You know, it was good while it lasted, and then when I was younger and fun, but I was glad to get out of that. You know, there's nothing better than a great product. There's no more fun in the world than being a salesman and having a great product or service. And boy, at Lifestyles, you definitely have a good product and service right here. That's for sure.
Well, let's talk about the social aspect of it. Have you guys accumulated like and kind mind friends from Lifestyles?
Definitely. It's kind of to the point, if we're with people that aren't like-minded like we are, I guess the conversation doesn't flow as well. We're becoming more comfortable with the like-minded people because we have more in common, have lots to talk about. People are excited about everything, the investments that they're in. But really, the best part, like the company is called, is the Lifestyle. We've got a group of people here locally now that in Dallas-Fort Worth, they have outdoor concerts all the time at various venues. And we meet there and listen to some great bands. And I remember one time we all got an email at the same time and a lead had a deal going on. And it was funny just watching everybody just getting on their cell phone and reading the email and all that. And
that is
so
funny.
We are having a whole lot of fun.
Forget the music. Yeah, really.
Yeah, who's going to jump on the deal first, right? That's hilarious.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, wow. So is there a level of notoriety for you guys since you've been around a while now? Do people look up to you and go like, man, tell us how you did all this that you did. You've only got 30 seconds on that, guys, and I got to cut you off.
Yeah, you let it rip. Yeah.
Well, Dale, we are ambassadors, and so I know that they can look up the ambassadors on the list online. So we do get calls from that because they can go on the portal and find, you know, our names as they can all the other ambassadors. And then I think once we talk and they know that we've been in 35 deals, I think that lets a person know maybe we've had a little bit more experience than they have. So I think that can certainly bring people in to ask us questions about how we've done it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, guys, I want to thank you for coming on and sharing your story with us and congratulate you on your success. Look forward to much, much more. I realize that you guys are still young and you still got a long ways to go. So I look forward to having you back on the radio again and covering it again sometime.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Dale. And you've really changed our lives. We really appreciate you. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, guys. And for the rest of you out there, think about this, is that this isn't about how much money. You didn't hear us talk about how much money they make. It's about the lifestyle. That's what's important. Are you retired? Are you happy? Are you financially secure for the rest of your life? That's the question you need to ask yourself. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.